Hello, everyone. This is an introduction to a collection of poems that I've written over the years. And I didn't always want to be a poet. I wrote my first poem when I was 11 years old in fifth grade, and it got some good attention. It was hung up on the wall in the main office, and the principal read it and commented on it and liked it. But then I took it home, and my father found out about it and didn't like the fact that his son, who was a football player, was doing an effeminate thing like writing poetry. He decided that since it was a class assignment and I had claimed to have written it, that I must be lying, that I had found the poem and copied it. And he assured me that he was going to find the poem and I would be in big trouble when he did. Well, that really kind of tamped down my enthusiasm about writing poems, and I don't think I wrote another one for the next 10 years or so. But then, when I got to college, I started becoming familiar with different poets and liking what they wrote and thinking, I can do that, and starting to write poems. And I found that early vehicle to publish them, the student newspaper. I was an editor, so it was easy to write the poem and then put it in the newspaper. I only did that once. And a teacher of mine came to me and said, how could you write a thing like that that's unfinished and throw it into a public newspaper? And so I was schooled in the notion of making sure that my work was ready to be seen before I released it. The same teacher taught me that work should speak for itself, and that as soon as you tried to or started to explain your poetry, you had already defeated the purpose of the poem and flawed the poem and limited it by telling people what to expect. And so I never wanted to do that and decided that the only way to present my poems would be to read them as I had written them. And so I gave a number of readings doing that, and they were met with a good reception, and I enjoyed the process. I once got up and on a stage in a coffee house with a rock band and a comedian and me, and I did revolving sets of poetry along with the rock band's music and the comedian's jokes. That was interesting, but I was actually paid for reading the poems, and I like that. I did a number of other readings over the years, and then I was lucky enough to get some notice. WBAI featured me as their Artist of the Week, and I remember the introduction to the show was, just because you're nobody doesn't mean that you're no good. I wasn't sure what I thought about that. Anyway, I started writing prose sometime after that, and I created this semi-autobiographical character named Ron Tuck and took him through various stages of his maturity. And then I found in one of the books that I had Ron Tuck writing one of the poems that Ken Hart had written, and I found that amusing, so I let it go. The story of the poem is a different thing from explaining the poem. Talking about the circumstances under which it was created, talking about its history as it's lived, is a way of enhancing the poem's life, I think, and that's why I've set out on this task to create an audio record of my poems.